More than 20 years of war have left the people of Afghanistan hungry and homeless. More than 3 million are refugees in Pakistan and Iran. 1 million more are refugees in their own country, displaced persons with no homes and little food. The World Food Program is feeding about 7 million people in Afghanistan right now. That's easily a third of the population. The largest camp of refugees within Afghanistan is the Maslak camp, just outside the city of Herat. NPR's Mike Schuster visited the camp and has this report.
The Maslak camp sits on a dusty, windswept plain just north of Herat in northwest Afghanistan. Refugees have been coming here for years. They live in mud hovels and tents. And if you stand on a slight rise in the middle of Maslak, the camp seems to stretch to the horizon. Every day, hundreds of men and boys huddle at the gates of three food distribution points as turbaned men call out names one by one. More than 150,000 people live here, and they have been registered so that the food goes to those who really need it. The names are of the elders of different clans and extended families, says Alejandro Chichiri of the World Food Program. Each elder brings 20 or so family members to haul away the food.
People that is registered and family names or clan leaders that will have some other people with them. So at the moment, they just wait there and they come in an organized way. Sometimes it gets messy because the people pressure, so that's why they had to do it this way, you know.
Every month, each family in Maslak gets a bag of wheat weighing 110 pounds. It's unground, so they have to grind it into flour in order to bake bread. It isn't much, but the World Food Program believes these bags of wheat, all donated from the United States, are what is keeping most of the people here alive. Maslak is filled with people from western and northern Afghanistan, victims of 23 years of war and 3 years of drought. Abdul Samad came here from Badghis province to the northeast after he lost his farm.
So we left the area from both fight and drought.
Do you want to return to your home?
Why not? I want if I'm able to feed my family there.
When do you think you can go back?
Whenever I'm able to go there and support my family, I would like to go.
Sometimes families send their small sons to haul the bags of wheat away. The sacks are heavier than the boys, who topple over trying to heave them up on their backs. Alejandro Chichiri says the drought was a cruel trick played on the people of Afghanistan after so many years of war.
After 3 years, they have lost their livestock. They have lost the cattle, the animals, they have lost the possessions, and some of them have lost their shelters. So they become extremely vulnerable, and that's when they arrive to Maslak or to other places.
Hunger is not confined to those who live in camps like Maslak. After the U.S. bombing campaign in Afghanistan, the World Food Program surveyed the nutritional needs throughout Afghanistan and found widespread hunger. In the city of Herat proper, the WFP discovered that most people needed supplementary food rations. So in mid-January, sacks of wheat were given to more than 56,000 families, a total of 300,000 people, fully 86% of Herat's population, says Alejandro Chichiri.
This will release some pressure from the camps, because we know there's a lot of people coming from Herat and the surrounding areas to the camps in order to receive some help and some food from there.
But nobody thinks that a 100-pound sack of wheat is really enough nutrition for a single family for a month. So in the Maslak camp, there are 9 kitchens that cook huge vats of porridge for children every day. 1,000 kids, each with a metal bowl, squat in a great semicircle at each kitchen, sometimes waiting for hours while the porridge cooks. It's made of flour and ground soy and corn with added vitamins and sugar. More than 10,000 children each day are fed this way. Some smile, some just stare. Others cover their faces and giggle or run away when approached by a stranger. But a few, like a boy named Munib, will answer a few questions.
Do you come here every day?
Yeah, I come here every day.
How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
Do you like the food?
No, I don't like it.
The porridge may be nourishing, but it's hardly French toast and maple syrup. Some of these children have been living at Maslak for months, some for years. They have no prospect yet of returning to their homes. No one is convinced yet that the fighting is really over in Afghanistan. And even if it is, for the refugees at Maslak, they need rain and peace to put their lives back together. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Herat, Afghanistan.